Monday morning cracks.
Sicky, sucky, sicky, sucky, karaoke.
Oh, my spill. Well, I just got it all over me, but I just popped the gross, and I'm going to tell you guys. I have a question for you, Gunner.
What is that?
How did you sleep last night?
How did you sleep last night, everybody? That is what we're saying. Was it good? Did you sleep good? Because it's Monday morning right now.
Wait a minute. Let the audience know how you slept first.
Oh.
Before we get into the whole
I slept like a baby.
Documentative
as
experience.
Always. But because I know how to relax my mind, body, and spirit. As the night shines upon us.
Sounds amazing. Sounds like you got some great sleep.
The body just naturally knows when to go to sleep at night when it's dark. I don't know why. Of course, you could fight it and get yourself in a nocturnal rhythm. However, nocturnal reality is not always healthy. And so today, right now, while we have a Monday morning crack, we know that you're going out to work. We know that you're tired, but Runner and Gunner and I, we are going to teach you how to have a great night's sleep.
And how to have a great morning, too.
Have a great morning.
And so the key to having a great morning is to have a great night's sleep. And so how do you have a great night's sleep, does everybody ask? That's the main question in this Monday morning segment that we're about to give you guys. So first off, the best thing to do is probably set a great sleeping schedule for yourself. Before you do everything, why not just set a schedule?
Set a schedule.
I'm going to go to bed at this time. Lay your head down to rest. Try your best not to take longer than about 30 minutes to fall asleep. But if you do, then you probably did something wrong in that routine. And what else is another routine that they could go by, Gunner?
No, that was great. That's a great one to set a sleeping schedule. So even for those nocturnal reality years, those nocturnal realtors, even them who are taking space up at night, they should set themselves the schedule. You know, it's like they wake up at 1 p.m. and then go to sleep at 3 a.m. or whatever. But they sleep
sure
in between that time during
the
day.
They're kind of like bats. They have a weird schedule. They're kind of like Dracula's in a coma or something. They're kind of like a Dracula's of night.
Yeah, Nosferatu. Open up the casket
the opposite
and see
of a wolf.
His little pale eyes.
Yeah, something like that. So that's why the realtors are so weirded out. When they wake up like they just snorted a whole grain of sugar.
Yes, the nocturnal realtors.
Sugar booger.
You're right. They are pretty psychotic, right?
They're kind of weird. Yeah, they're kind of weird. And I understand why, because right now we're still in a little bit of a recession. We're still having to struggle to actually buy homes and get homes and all this crazy stuff. But at the same time.
Yeah, but at the same time, the Rona's over. We just went through a pandemic.
Yeah, they
did
should
you not
be
forget?
Ready.
You already Lenny's, you already forgot?
The pandemic. Oh, let's round again.
Lenny's, just went through a worldwide pandemic.
But
it lasted 2 full years, and there was some months that the whole world was shut down completely.
Oh, the whole world.
You
I
already forgot.
From the bank to the everywhere, to the beach, to the city, to the grocery market,
to the moon. That is the producers telling us that we need to stop making fun of Lenny.
All right, sorry guys,
and start saying good things.
We didn't mean to take it that far. We were gonna go to that toilet paper issue, but we're not gonna get into that right now.
Nosferatu. Let's talk about the nocturnal realtors. Another thing that you could do to sleep good and have a great Monday morning is the night before. Get prepared. You need to do some exercise. You need to drink some water. You need to read a book.
There you go.
Take a shower. Take a hot shower. Cool your temperature.
Hot.
How you go to sleep is going to predict how you're going to wake up.
Exactly. So if you go to sleep
water.
In a bad mood, tossing and turning and not feeling good, you're going to wake up in that same mood and tossing and turning, not wanting to get out of bed.
Yeah.
And so
your problems before you go to sleep, you're going to wake up thinking about your problems.
Yeah, so don't think about those things. Just think about the good things and the positive things and the things that are going to turn out better in your life the next day, the things that you could improve on, and then you could move on in a better perspective of waking up. And that's why You got to prepare the night before, actually. The night before? Yes, you do. The night before. Beatles advice, yes. Listen to it.
Prepare
they were correct.
The night before. Drink a glass of water, you know. The temperature also, you know, lower your temperature, raise your temperature.
Whatever it is, whatever it may be. Whatever, if it's winter or summer.
Yeah.
Just set the temperature right to your core, to your body core. Whatever your body core feels comfortable in, set it in that mood.
Yeah.
So it can be relaxed.
And then remember, like, being nocturnal, you're kind of going to turn into Nosferatu. You're kind of become psychotic, but that's because your body doesn't like to be nocturnal.
It does not want to be.
But even so,
but I mean, son, there's a lot of graveyard workers out there, though. So, I mean, there's a lot of workers that do have to work overnight.
Still get
that
sleep.
And they have to stay on that schedule.
Yep, that's true. A lot of
so for them,
the nation is ran by those graveyard workers.
Oh, yeah. Props out to them.
Props out to you, graveyard shift workers. We hope that you're listening to us right now. We got a very big props for you.
Every morning. And we're just telling you guys to, you know, get your good night's rest. Get your ZZs in, count your sheeps, and cow over the moon and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Because we want you guys to rest up. And that's why we're here for you in these Monday mornings. And we're just trying to improve your mornings. How? By giving you the greatest advice ever in mankind history.
All right, so just a few more things before we go on to a commercial break and get on to the next part of the show. The real chunk and meat and potatoes.
Chunky.
We got a few more things that will help you go to sleep better and wake up better. And that is, one of them is sleeping habits.
Sleeping habits.
Go ahead and have yourself a good sleeping habit.
Yeah, something good. A routine.
A routine. Chamomile tea.
Chamomile?
No.
Not to be confused with camel toes.
Not to be confused with those. No caffeine.
No caffeine, no coffee, no Red Bull, no 5-day, no 10-alarm, whatever you're drinking, all that hyper juice, no cocaine.
Chocolate.
None of that crap.
Cocaine.
Yeah. No meth. None of that crap.
For real, none of that.
Stop all that.
Ever.
It's not good. It's not good for your sleepy habits. Okay.
Have a good dinner.
Have a great dinner, yes.
Have a good dinner.
Have a great dinner. And you know what? If you do choose to have a dinner, don't have it too late. Because if you have it too late, say like 2 hours before bedtime and it's a hefty dinner, you're not going to sleep correctly because your stomach hasn't digested correctly. And you still have all that energy left over from that meal. So what
you
got to do is at least give it 5 to 6 hours before you go to bed. That's a good time. Maybe four. Four is cool too. But
yeah.
But and
that's
about three
great.
Hours isn't a good amount of time to
one
have
hour
a big meal. 1 hour is terrible.
Snacks and go to sleep.
Snacks and go to sleep. I mean, if you have a little ice cream or a little cake or whatever you eat.
It happens. But if you want
to
have a good night's rest.
Not a humongous meal. Yeah. You got
to
wait
four
at least.
4 to 6 hours.
Four to six.
Four to six.
That's a good amount of time for the perfect amount of night's rest.
Also, insomnia. If you have insomnia, I hope you don't. But eat
hopefully
some turkey.
Not. It doesn't sound fun.
Eat turkey.
Yeah. Eat some turkey.
Eat some turkey. Some slabs
eat
of turkey.
Eat some turkey. Two slabs.
Two slabs of turkey. Ballpark, Franks.
Yeah. Those, well, we'll
I
talk
mean,
more
ballpark
about that.
Turkey slabs.
They are yummy.
All right, everybody. That was waking up right because we just cracked for you on a Monday morning.
Monday morning. Cheers, dinner.
And we're telling you, you got to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go to work right now.
You do got to go to work.
So get
and you
got to
drive
work.
Safely. And see, another thing about waking up correctly is you're more focused on your objectives. And number one objective, besides taking a shower, getting ready, and once you get out the door, then the number one objective after all that stuff is to drive safely and
drive
be on the
safe.
Road and be a safe driver. Don't be a maniac because safe driving starts off with not being too late. And when you're running late, you tend to be a maniac and want to drive crazy on the road or the freeways or the surface streets or whatever it may be. So what we're telling you is that a great night's rest equals a great morning's day equals a safer you.
Keep your eyes up on the road and your hands up on the wheel. Stay safe, everybody. Drive safe to work. Get home to your kids. You know, it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day. You know why? Because you're going to go to work. You're sitting in traffic right now.
Yeah.
You got a lot to think about. Don't be texting. Don't be telling people
off
through
text. Don't do
that.
Not in traffic.
Don't be changing the stations that are on your phone or watching YouTube videos.
Don't do that
either. Maybe just put on one YouTube video and just set it. listen to the Runner and Gunner podcast.
Just the Runner and Gunner. Yeah, just leave it there. Set your phone. Leave it there and then leave it on repeat.
Get to work safely. There's going to be tons of ladies at work. And for ladies, there's going to be tons of men. And it's just going to be so much good energy if you take every minute of work as a potential to make a friend, ask out a hot chick, maybe meet a customer, talk to a customer, whether or not you work with customers. But, you know, you're going to have a good time, and that's all we're saying.
That's all we're saying. That's why a good rest will make you have a good time, and then you'll just wake up more active, more energetic, and more just ready to spread the joy to the world. Whatever you feel is going to make you feel better, and it's just going to make everything better. Instead of being, because a lot of people tend to be moody when they're in a sleepy mood.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you wake up and you're tired and you're just like, dragging your feet, and you don't even want to do anything. You're just like, damn it, I hate being here. You know, work sucks and life sucks. But when you're up and you're feeling good and you had a good night's rest and you did all these things that we just practiced, and if you preach and practice what you preach and do it, then you'll feel fine and life will be lovely, just like the Runner and Gunner are trying to tell you.
Yes. So everybody, think about who you're helping when you go to work. You are a person helping people when you go to work. So just remember.
Correct. For sure that.
Yeah. All right, everybody, you heard Morrison. We got to take a quick commercial break, but
yeah,
we'll be right back.
We gotta go and pay tribute to these annoying advertisements, but we have to give tribute to them. So.
Oh, yes. Today's show was brought to you by Nike.
Nike.
Fly as high as Michael Jordan.
And float on air.
Also brought to you by
Tide. Get your cleans clothed and your hide clean.
Tide. Also, right. This was sponsored by Fritos. The crunch is serious.
Fritos, better than Cheetos and burritos.
Double the crunch, double the goodness.
So, yeah, everybody, we got to go. We got to pay tribute to the rest of our sponsors. But yes, we'll be back and let you know more about our next and greatest and greater subjects after
these commercial breaks. Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie. Mario Brothers, the movie. And now from PlayStation.
What's next?
Gran Turismo, the movie. You've seen Herbie the Love Bug. You've seen Transformers. You've seen Overdrive with Emilio Estevez. Now get ready for a whole new movie. Starring the blue car, the red car, Ferrari, and special guest appearance by Cheech Marin.
Hey, man, you want me to fix this hunk of junk for you? I got it, no problem, man. Gran Turismo? Nah, that's easy.
So this summer, strap your seatbelts and get ready for Gran Turismo, the movie.
I only charge you a couple smokes, man. It's no problem.
Gran Turismo is a product of PlayStation. Mario
64.
Mario 64,
but
everybody.
First, let's take it back to the where it all. Well, it didn't all start in Mario 64. It didn't all start in Super Mario Bros. Well, it did all start in Mario Bros. Way back when. But we're gonna talk about where they started changing the game and making it actually going to clouds and going through different levels and just, you know, switching it to a whole different perspective of playing Super Mario. And which game was that? Super Mario Bros. 3.
Super Mario Bros. 3, everybody. I mean, look, it was this game. It had a yellow cartridge. Mario had a squirrel suit on, and he was flying. Mario doesn't fly.
Mario didn't fly.
And it was the it was actually the true sequel to Mario the original, because Mario Part 2 was like some Japanese game.
It was like a Dream World weird thing. Yeah, he wasn't really original. Actually going for himself. He was actually in a dreamland, and it was kind of weird.
And you know that it wasn't original, remember?
Yeah, like it wasn't original. It
they just took the little items, little characters, and changed them into Mario.
They did. Yeah.
What are they called? Those pixels or whatever?
The little pixelated things. Yeah, the little,
Yeah,
the little sheets.
Those little guys, they took the little character and they changed them to Mario. So it wasn't really a sequel, but Mario 3.
Mario 3 started off a whole new everything. Like, it pretty much... Pretty much picked up. The franchise wasn't going anywhere. It wasn't dropping anywhere. But it's probably, I think it is actually one of the best selling games of all time, right? On the NES, it has to be number one. And Nintendo Entertainment System, I think it was number one on the old school NES. It probably did top the charts out of all the games that they ever sold. But it did change things. Because you could actually, this is the first game where they had like flutes and crazy stuff where you could... You could actually, I don't know, it's just so different. Just, you could change into different characters of Mario. Like, in the other games, you couldn't really change into different characters. And Mario had so many, several different characters in this different version of Mario. And it just, it made pavement for Mario 64. It paved the way for the brand new game. And how many years was this before? This came out, what year did Super Mario 3 come out? Do you know, Gunner?
1993.
And so Mario 64 came out in 96, correct?
So I got this right here. It says that in 2013, the game had sold more than 18 million copies for the NES. And also reported in 2009 that the virtual console version had sold... A million copies.
1 million.
18 million. 19 million copies.
19 million for that little raccoon, whatever the heck he was. Squirrel man.
Did I say 1993? I am ridiculous. Because it was released in America in 1990.
88
in Japan.
They 88 in Japan. Okay, early. So I was pretty close. Well, Japan, the original creators, it released it in 88 then.
Isn't that so awesome? Like, we had to wait for our game while Japan got to enjoy it.
Two years
ahead of us. Well, a full year and a half ahead mm-hmm. of us. And we had to sit there and wait.
Just wait.
And they were like reporting about
sitting
it still.
Sitting on Mario 2.
So like game magazines would have it. They would be, I mean, it was 88.
They had that.
There's still game magazines.
The NES, but that was the first gaming magazine if I'm, pretty much I'm correct about
the NES one, Nintendo Power.
Yeah, Nintendo Power.
Yeah.
The first gaming magazine of all time. And those things are worth a lot of money if you own one right now.
I used to have a bunch. I threw them all away right into the recycle
bin. I had a couple myself, too, and just to figure out the cheat codes for certain games that were really hard to freaking... And a lot of NES games were hard to beat.
But yes, 1988, Super Mario 3. It comes out. And then... Years later, game called Mario 64 starts coming out.
Super.
And you know what happens when Mario 64 comes out, right?
The whole world changes.
The video game world changes. The whole world changes. The world, really, because every designer, every developer wants to create this game. But they cannot because it is too difficult. So 10 years later, 1997, this game came out for everyone in the world. It was out by then. Let me tell you, everybody, Mario 64 is the greatest game of all time. And today in the Runner and Gunner Challenge, we are going to pit, you heard it, Mario 64 versus everything.
Versus all the games of the above. And we're now going to go open world game. So what open world game would you suggest is the best? We're open for suggestions, actually. That's why it's called
we're
the open world
you.
Game suggestion. So we
want
to know what you guys think. Our audience, what game do you think is better than Mario 64? And there isn't too many out there open world games that are better. And we're talking about everything. It doesn't have to be the graphics only. It doesn't have to be this or this or this only. It's all in total, in a whole, as you play the whole game. Which one is better? And Mario 64 did have a lot of different things that you could do that were way better than pretty much any game out at that time. At its time of being presented,
it's the greatest game
it
ever.
It was great, yes.
It is the greatest game ever created in life and history. Not because the graphics are all made by Unreal Engine 3, Unreal 4, Engine. 17, whatever. 4, 17. Unreal Engine will not ever be able to produce the movement, physics, movability.
It's a mean the mechanics Mario.
Of Mario 64.
It's true. But I do love Fallout. I do love the Skyrims. I mean, those games are cool and everything. And they do have very good, but, you know, we go back to Minecraft, and we go to Minecraft, and we look at Elder Scrolls
and Minecraft,
and then, if you compare the two, yeah, the movements, it's very similar.
It's the same, you're
if
right.
If I'm not mistaken, Gunner, doesn't it look same to you?
Great observation, Runner. Everybody out there, what do you think? Are Minecraft and Fallout the same game? They move exactly the same. They have the same perspective.
Pretty much, pretty close.
Even in Fallout 4, you could build things.
Fallout 4 is pretty cool. Yeah, that's a cool game. There's cool games.
Fallout Vegas, you can't build things.
But see, all these dang glitches. And Mario, I mean, there's glitch for days. Even Mario glitched. Every game glitched. But these new glitches and it just got worse. Yeah. For some reason, the higher the graphics and the higher the resolution, it seemed to get worse in the glitches. For some reason, if I'm not mistaken, I mean, that's how I feel about it. Lenny's, audience, the resolution, everybody, the higher the let graphics, us know what you guys think.
The more the glitches. Yeah,
it felt that way. Like, it felt like the glitches got weird. Like, you're just, it's so weird. And it's still happening till this day. And I can't understand how they could make these graphics so high yet have these glitches so bad.
Because glittery things are attractive.
That's why. I mean,
that's why.
Yeah.
Ooh,
you want to go after the shiny. Oh, my God. It's so shiny. I want to touch it. It's a star. I want to touch the star.
It, tassels.
And that's what it pretty much is. It's all it is. It's just they just shine it up and spiff it up and puff it up just to make it look.
All right, Lenny's out there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to ask you a few questions, and you go ahead and answer them while we ask them. Don't worry, they are not derogatory in like the Runner and Gunner fashion usually is. They're just straight up questions. You answer them in your mind. Maybe we'll answer them. But they're just a bunch of versus questions. So we're going to pit a bunch of games versus Mario 64. And you say whether you agree that Mario 64 is better or not.
Or disagree.
And go onto our Instagram. It's up to you. Why don't you tell us about what you feel.
Give us that info. Give us
Elder
that feedback.
Elder Scroll, number 5, Skyrim. What do you think? What do you think, Runner? Versus Mario 64.
I love Skyrim. I'm not going to lie. I love Skyrim.
Is it better than Mario 64? Audience out there, you decide. What do you think? Mario 64
pretty dang
or
awesome.
Skyrim? Who wins? All right, what about The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom?
Oh, man.
Is
TikTok?
It better than Mario 64?
That's another game I will say that I love that game too.
Oh, I love that game
That game is very loved. And
what do you
think,
audience?
And especially at a time like right now, it's heavily played, and people are just getting down with it. So I mean, hey, it's gonna be rough for them to go back to this old school game and say that it's better. But it is.
It is.
So
Mario 64.
What else you got for us, Gunner?
We want to know what the audience thinks.
We do. We really do.
Mario 64 versus Breath of the Wild. I mean, Tears of the Kingdom.
Tears of the Breath.
Elden Ring versus Mario 64. Out there, audience, what do you think? How's that going to end? That fight? I'm not too familiar with Elden Ring, to tell you the truth. I heard it's a great open world game with lots of knights and wizardry.
Yeah, I don't know about potions. But Skyrim is a lot better, I think. Like, Skyrim is the one
will beat Elden Ring. Yeah,
Skyrim is awesome. So I mean, damn.
All right,
Skyrim is pretty close.
Mario 64 versus Minecraft.
Ooh, see, that's another close one, and a lot of people are gonna choose Minecraft. It's very close, actually.
Kids will all choose Minecraft.
Oh, all the kids in the world will choose Minecraft.
That's another thing. Mario 64 was very difficult. It's more difficult than Elden Ring. It's more difficult than Horizon Forbidden West. It's more difficult than Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, it's very strategic. It's a strategic game. They got to unsolve puzzles. You got to do all this crazy stuff. You have to have skills in the Mario world to beat Mario 64. It's hard. It's not going to be easy.
They put you in a sandbox, and you get to bounce around wherever, and you got to use your bouncing abilities and graphics to get to higher positions.
Yes, you do.
However, let the list continue. A few more games. What about
and then
Red?
To get 3 stars is hard, and each level to perfect the game of Mario 64.
Each level's got 8 stars or 9 stars sometimes.
See, that's rough.
Yeah.
It is rough.
Yeah, it's a great game.
Wait, Gunner, but what were you about to say about what game?
Oh, I was going to say that we are going to continue to pit games up against 64 Mario. Let's put up Red Dead Redemption 2. You call me Runner? Yes.
I'm Runner.
That is sipped. I'm cheers
freaking,
to that.
Cheers to me.
Before we get into this,
I'm talking to myself over here. Apparently,
take a sip of coffee, everybody.
I'm trying to sip your guys' coffee, and your guys' coffee tastes Irish. So,
Irish.
And that coffee, I was telling Gunner that who was going to bring him next, and I accidentally called him Runner. So that's an accident of season 5, the finale.
Yes, that is the accident of season 5. The finale.
So, everybody,
it's that time of day of the show where we talk about tacos.
Taco time!
I love tacos, especially with real hot red sauce.
And I love tacos when the girls go cha-cha-cha on my tacos next to my burritos.
I like tacos that have carne asada.
And I like tacos with cilantro and onions and a little radish on the side.
I like my tacos shaved.
And I like to have my tacos prompt right on top of my grill. Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, let's get back into it. Let's get back into the show. Mario 64 versus Red Dead Redemption 1.
Uno?
What do you think, audience? And then...
And keep in mind, everybody, they are remaking Red Dead Redemption Part 1 as we speak. For the Nintendo. So, I mean...
Will that version be better than Mario 64? It won't be.
It probably will not be. But we're going to ask the audience what they think. If they think that Red Dead Redemption 1 does stand a chance against Mario 64 as its current state...
Go
what do you think, audience?
Tell us or think about it in your mind.
You know what? We're going to take these polls, and next week we're going to give the polls answers on our next week's show.
Yes.
So you guys, we're going to put all our polls together, and whoever wins and whoever is the highest, we're going to put these polls on and see what's going on.
Yes, we are, everybody.
We're ready to answer this question. It's been asked a million times in Runner Gunner Land.
Yeah.
And so we're ready to... get the answer. And
Mario 64 versus Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption Uno.
We want to know what you guys think. Also, Mario 64 versus Red Dead Redemption 2. That's a whole different thing. Whole different match.
Yeah, this is different. Yeah, it's different.
That's like a lizard. There was a lizard versus Mario, and now there's Godzilla versus Mario.
Yeah, it's a whole, it's pretty hard, and it's pretty rough, and you guys got to get out there, and if you haven't played Red Dead Redemption 2 or Mario 64, or you have played one or the other, you got to play both either way just to figure out what you're missing out on, because we're talking about some real... true games out there that are great and very legendary.
Everybody listen up. This is legendary. The Runner and Gunner video game podcast where we talk about video games. Yeah, we make fun of you. Yeah, we call you virgins. But let me tell you, at the end of the show, at the end of the day, at the end of the morning, we're on your side. We love you. We appreciate you. And
we
only
got you guys
want
backs.
You to stop being such
Lenny's.
Damn Lennies.
That's all we want. Then that's all we're trying to make happen is, you know, you could be a Lenny, but you could be a cool Lenny. I don't know if that exists, but yeah. I'm just saying it.
Be a new generation.
Yeah, you could be yourself.
Be generation one. Yeah, the first generation.
Just don't follow the leader. You know, lead the pack.
Lead
the followers.
This should be Web 3.0. We should all be leaders of our own
pack.
Yeah,
everybody's a leader. Lead your own destination. And don't follow someone else's destination because their destination may lead you to your demise. And you don't know that, but at the same time, it may lead you to prosperize, but it may lead you to demise. But you don't know which direction it'll lead, so why not just go your own direction and figure out what's going on in that way?
Just prosper, everybody. And that's all we're trying to make you do.
Yeah, prosper and be great and amazing.
And also, you know, we do want to help people with mental health issues. Mm-hmm. And we do believe that humor and laughter can and will cure PTSD and mental health issues and schizophrenia and beyond. So that is why Runner and Gunner is also a great show to listen to.
For PTSD and for mental dehydration.
Because we say things like jabronis and feet. All right, everybody, let's get back into the show.
Back into the show!
Marvel Spider-Man. You know the one that came out for PlayStation
Spider-Man.
4, I think, recently? Well, there was an even better version of Spider-Man.
A brand new version.
Spider-Man 2, the movie. And it was out for PlayStation 2 and GameCube and all that.
Yes.
Is that game better than Mario 64? And also, is Spider-Man better than Mario 64?
I mean,
64?
Everybody has their opinions, but let's hear all their opinions, actually. We want all your opinions on all these games that we're mentioning. So you guys, see, we mentioned all these games just for you guys out there. All you non-Lennies and Lennies. Just get into the polls.
What game's better, Marvel's Spider-Man
and vote
2018 for the PlayStation 4 or Mario 64?
Don't rock your cock, rock the
vote. The Witcher versus Mario 64.
The Witcher. Man, that's a good one.
Creed versus Mario 64. The best Assassin's Creed.
Heck yeah.
Your favorite Assassin's Creed.
There's a lot of good ones, though.
Versus Mario 64.
Your favorite Assassin's Creed of all.
What's yours? Mine is Part 3 with Connor.
SEO, I like SEO.
Part 1?
Probably Part 2.
Part 2?
Part 2 SEO, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that one's good. Assassin's Creed 2, I think it's Brotherhood, is that called? No, that's Part 3.
Yeah, that's the PSP
the
version.
The one where he's in France, yeah, that one.
But you like the Ezio, yeah, he's the most famous. He was the most famous.
Ezio was cool, I like
now
him.
There's so many.
Yeah, there's too many now, but yeah.
No Man's Sky versus Mario 64.
No Man's Sky. Talking about being the graphics are amazing. I mean, you got to check that game out too. It's really cool. But I mean, what do you think about Mario 64 versus it? It's tough. Yeah.
All right. And so
everybody out there, you guys got to get into it.
So for the rest of the
rock
show,
the vote.
For the rest of this segment, I'm just gonna list a bunch of games. You know what to do. Pit them against Mario 64
and
in your mind. Think about this. Yakuza. Project Zomboid, and these are all open world games.
Project Zomboid
versus Mario 64, which was like the first open world game
ever.
No Man's Sky, Hogwarts Legacy, Dying Light, Shenmue, Cyberpunk 2077. Cyberpunk 2077. My bad. Let me see.
Cyberpunk's a big one. Actually, a lot. That has a lot of fans.
Yeah.
A lot of fans. They might get pissed off if you get it wrong.
New.
Cyberpunk 2077.
What do you think, everybody? Mario 64, is it better than Cyberpunk 2077? They're both open world games. One's first person shooter.
Don't forget, the big one, my biggest ones are Skyrim, Fallout, all Fallout 3 and up, and then, of course, the big one,
Red Dead Redemption 2.
That is the big one.
Yep, that's the good one.
I think that...
All right, everybody,
Red Dead
that was
Redemption
it.
2.
In my personal opinion, I think Red Dead Redemption 2 is very much, in fact, way better than Mario 64.
And I concur.
For just movement alone, I'm not talking about the violence and the story and the
horrors.
Like what?
And the drinking.
The shooting, the drinking.
And
the
shooting
talking
in the
to people.
Face. And the slow motion shots in the gut.
Saying a good antagonizing or appreciating someone.
Yeah. It's,
tying people it's up.
Tying people
robbing
up.
Robbing trains.
Kicking people in the face.
Stabbing people. Setting them on fire.
blowing up trains,
throwing them off cliffs,
robbing banks.
Oh man. Killing women.
Murdering every animal that mankind created.
Skinning animals. Oh man.
And not only that, you get upgrades. You get out upgrades. Of all that, after all
like
that, you get
shotguns.
You get upgraded shotguns,
bow and arrows,
sniper rifles, bow and arrows that freaking explode.
And not only that, but the story's got extra weapons like the machine gun.
Yeah.
Dynamite.
Throwing machetes.
Oh man. So those alone are reasons.
Very, very, very distant from Mario, I would think. But
still,
I think that game
so
distanced itself.
Just on movement alone.
Oh, you know what we forgot?
Because movement is great.
Wait a minute, we forgot one game. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas versus,
oh, yeah.
versus
Mario 64.
That's actually a close one.
Yeah,
Mario,
that's a close one.
Mario's still
because the movement. Mm-hmm. Mario, to me, Mario wins with the movement.
The movements, but the storyline is. Oh man,
I think
it's a good game.
Tears of the Kingdom is a good.
Yeah, that
good
one's amazing.
But the movement on Mario 64 is still better.
Yeah, it is. You're right. The movement is better.
To me, Red Dead Redemption has the best movement ever in a game ever created in life. It just like with the, even with the horse.
Got to throw in part two because it is part two.
That's what I mean. Red Dead Redemption 2.
Two.
Let's forget about part one forever. Until it comes
Wait,
back
Wait, they're
out.
Remaking it though.
For the Nintendo.
It's getting remade in a few days actually. Probably next week.
All right, everybody. But,
all right, so that's enough of that.
Let's
you guys
get on
know what to do.
To our next subject.
All you guys do is you got to get out there and vote and pick whatever your pick is and... You know, we'll tally up the votes and we'll see.
Yes, please.
We're gonna have the top five on next week's show. We'll give you all the best five, starting with whatever you guys vote with. And even if you don't vote with Mario 64 top, we will start with your guys' votes. So we'll check your guys' votes and we'll see what you guys voted for. You guys already know what we like a lot. So we're gonna check out the audience's votes.
Yeah.
So that's what it's about.
Thanks for everybody listening. We also want to show you that this is season 5.
Season 5.
Thank you for listening with us all the way to season 5.
Yeah,
and enjoying our
thanks
show.
For hanging in there, guys.
We'll only continue to upgrade. And with that said, we have upgraded the show. We're about to upgrade
sure
some
did.
More. We continue to upgrade the show to have the best presentation around. So all you ladies and gentlemen,
could
listen to our quality
Ladies
show.
And Lennies. I mean, ladies and ladies? Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, there
yes.
you go. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Runner and Gunner podcast. We continue to grow. This is now a video game podcast.
Video game
podcast. Where we talk about video games. And we also tell you how to get kisses from the ladies.
Kiss, kiss, kiss.
And
kiss.
If you're a lady, we also to tell you what man is the best.
How to get
a kiss
a
from.
Macho man like Randy Savage.
No,
wait a minute. She don't want.
No, you want to get someone.
No, she doesn't
like,
want a Slim Jim. She wants a.
You want to get someone like Dick Van Dyke.
There you go. She wants a Dick Van Dyke. She wants
Slim
Jim.
You want Dick Van Dyke.
She wants. Wait. I don't know about the last two words, but yeah, she does want the first part. So, anyways, that's what they want. In
a
life.
Dick Van.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. With the big van. And that's what they want. And I mean, you know. Hey, my van is fully loaded. So if you want to come on, climb on. Anyways,
you want a Chuck Norris?
Okay.
You want a Ringo Starr?
They sure do.
Yes.
That's all they want. And that's all they need. And we're telling the ladies what they need. And,
don't get
and
a Charlie Sheen.
And yeah, you don't want to get a Sheenie, because you'll get a Shiner for a Sheenie.
Oh.
Sheenie small weenie. So don't do that. Anyways,
we got a
commercial
break
coming
up.
So we gotta.
Well, when we come back, we're gonna be talking about what. Speaking
do,
of Charlie Sheenies,
what to do when your heart is broken?
When
and
someone breaks your heart, and what are you gonna do?
How are you gonna make up yourself?
Are you gonna get
yourself?
Back with her endlessly for years and years, wasting each other's lives?
Or are you gonna redeem yourself and pick yourself back up and become the most awesome person that you can be and learn
break
a lesson
gracefully.
Off of it?
Break up gracefully, learn your lesson, boom.
And be great. You know, that's all they got to do. And so we'll get back with you guys with this
and so much more after these commercial breaks.
Wow, it's perfect.
This concludes part one of the Runner and Gunner podcast, episode 553. Please listen to part two to listen to the rest of the episode.
Solid.
Runner Gunner, not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during our post segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank you, Lennox.